Chapter 60. The light of true faith shall shine forth in the church of Christ, and shall be spread through all nations, and continue for all ages. Arise, be enlightened, O Jerusalem, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and a mist the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall walk in thy light, and kings in the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes round about, and see, all these are gathered together. They are come to thee, thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall rise up at thy side. Then shalt thou see, and abound, and thy heart shall wonder and be enlarged. When the multitude of the sea shall be converted to thee, the strength of the Gentiles shall come to thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they from Saba shall come, bringing gold and frankincense, and showing forth praise to the Lord. All the flocks of cedars shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to thee. They shall be offered upon my acceptable altar, and I will glorify the house of my majesty. Who are these that fly as clouds and as doves to their windows? For the islands wait for thee, and the ships of the sea in the beginning, that I may bring thy sons from afar, their silver and their gold with them, to the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. And the children of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister to thee. For in my wrath have I struck thee, and in my reconciliation have I had mercy upon thee. And thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that the strength of the Gentiles may be brought to thee, and their kings may be brought. For the nation and the kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, and the Gentiles shall be wasted with desolation. The glory of Libanus shall come to thee, the fir tree and box tree and the pine tree together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will glorify the place of my feet. And the children of them that afflict thee shall come bowing down to thee, and all that slandered thee shall worship the steps of thy feet, and shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Sion of the Holy One of Israel. Because thou wast forsaken and hated, and there was none that passed through thee, I will make thee to be an everlasting glory, a joy unto generation and generation. And thou shalt suck the milk of the Gentiles, and thou shalt be nursed with the breasts of kings, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. And I will make thy visitation peace, and thy overseers justice. Iniquity shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction in thy borders, and salvation shall possess thy walls and praise thy gates. Thou shalt no more have the sun for thy light by day, neither shall the brightness of the moon enlighten thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee for an everlasting light, and thy God for thy glory. Thy sun shall go down no more, and thy moon shall not decrease. For the Lord shall be unto thee for an everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. And thy people shall be all just, they shall inherit the land for ever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hand to glorify me. The least shall become a thousand, and a little one a most strong nation. I, the Lord, will suddenly do this thing in its time. Chapter 61. The Office of Christ. The mission of the apostles, the happiness of their converts. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me. He hath sent me to preach to the meek, to heal the contrite of heart, and to preach a release to the captives, and deliverance to them that are shut up, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint to the mourners of Zion, and to give them a crown for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, a garment of praise for the spirit of grief, and they shall be called in it the mighty ones of justice, the planting of the Lord to glorify him. And they shall build the places that have been waste from of old, and shall raise up ancient ruins, and shall repair the desolate cities that were destroyed for generation and generation. And strangers shall stand and shall feed your flocks, and the sons of strangers shall be your husbandmen, and the dressers of your vines. But you shall be called the priests of the Lord. To you it shall be said, Ye ministers of our God, you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and you shall pride yourselves in their glory. For your double confusion and shame, they shall praise their part. Therefore shall they receive double in their land. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I am the Lord that love judgment, and hate robbery in a holocaust, and I will make their work in truth, and I will make a perpetual covenant with them. And they shall know their seed among the Gentiles, and their offspring in the midst of peoples. All that shall see them shall know them, that these are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, and my soul shall be joyful in my God. And he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation, and with the robe of justice he hath covered me, as a bridegroom decked with a crown, and as a bride adorned with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth her seed to shoot forth, so shall the Lord God make justice to spring forth, and praise before all the nations. Chapter 62. The prophet will not cease from preaching Christ, to whom all nations shall be converted, and whose church shall continue forever. For Zion's sake I will not hold my peace, and for the sake of Jerusalem I will not rest till her just one come forth as brightness, and her Savior be lighted as a lamp. And the Gentiles shall see thy just one, and all kings thy glorious one, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. And thou shalt be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be called forsaken, and thy land shall no more be called desolate, but thou shalt be called my pleasure in her, and thy land inhabited. Because the Lord hath been well pleased with thee, and thy land shall be inhabited. For the young man shall dwell with the virgin, and thy children shall dwell in thee, and the bridegroom shall rejoice over the bride, and thy God shall rejoice over thee. Upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen all the day and all the night. They shall never hold their peace. You that are mindful of the Lord, hold not your peace, and give him no silence till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord hath sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, Surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thy enemies, and the sons of the strangers shall not drink thy wine, for which thou hast labored. For they that gather it shall eat it, and shall praise the Lord, and they that bring it together shall drink it in my holy courts. Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people, make the road plain, pick out the stones, and lift up the standard to the people. Behold, the Lord hath made it to be heard in the ends of the earth. Tell the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy Savior cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. But thou shalt be called a city sought after, and not forsaken. Chapter 63. Christ's victory over his enemies, his mercies to his people, their complaint. Who is this that cometh from Edom, with dyed garments from Bozrah, this beautiful one in his robe, walking in the greatness of his strength? I that speak justice, and am a defender to save. Why then is thy apparel red, and thy garments like theirs that tread in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the Gentiles there is not a man with me. I have trampled on them in my indignation, and have trodden them down in my wrath. And their blood is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my apparel. For the day of vengeance is in my heart. The year of my redemption is come. I looked about, and there was none to help. I sought, and there was none to give aid. And my own arm hath saved for me, and my indignation itself hath helped me. And I have trodden down the people in my wrath, and have made them drunk in my indignation, and have brought down their strength to the earth. I will remember the tender mercies of the Lord, the praise of the Lord for all the things that the Lord hath bestowed upon us, and for the multitude of his good things to the house of Israel, which he hath given them according to his kindness, and according to the multitude of his mercies. And he said, Surely they are my people, children that will not deny. So he became their Savior. In all their affliction he was not troubled, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his mercy he redeemed them, and he carried them and lifted them up all the days of old. But they provoked to wrath and afflicted the spirit of his Holy One, and he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. And he remembered the days of old of Moses and of his people. Where is he that brought them out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock? Where is he that put in the midst of them the spirit of his Holy One? He that brought out Moses by the right hand, by the arm of his majesty, that divided the waters before them, to make himself an everlasting name. He that led them out through the deep, as a horse in the wilderness that stumbleth not, as a beast that goeth down in the field, the Spirit of the Lord was their leader. So didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. Look down from heaven, and behold from thy holy habitation, and the place of thy glory. Where is thy zeal and thy strength, the multitude of thy bowels, and of thy mercies? They have held back themselves from me. For thou art our father, and Abraham hath not known us, and Israel hath been ignorant of us. Thou, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer, from everlasting is thy name. Why hast thou made us to err, O Lord, from thy ways? Why hast thou hardened our heart, that we should not fear thee? Return for the sake of thy servants, the tribes of thy inheritance. They have possessed thy holy people as nothing. Our enemies have trodden down thy sanctuary. We are become as in the beginning, when thou didst not rule over us, and when we were not called by thy name. Chapter 64. The prophet prays for the release of his people, and for the remission of their sins. Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens, and wouldst come down! The mountains would melt away at thy presence. They would melt as at the burning of fire. The waters would burn with fire, that thy name might be made known to thy enemies, that the nations might tremble at thy presence. When thou shalt do wonderful things, we shall not bear them. Thou didst come down, and at thy presence the mountains melted away. From the beginning of the world they have not heard, nor perceived with the ears. The eye hath not seen, O God, besides thee, what things thou hast prepared for them that wait for thee. Thou hast met him that rejoiceth, and doth justice. In thy ways they shall remember thee. Behold, thou art angry, and we have sinned. In them we have been always, and we shall be saved. And we are all become as one unclean, and all our justices as the rag of a menstruous woman. And we have all fallen as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. There is none that calleth upon thy name, that riseth up, taketh hold of thee. Thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast crushed us in the hand of our iniquity. And now, O Lord, thou art our Father, and we are clay, and thou art our Maker, and we all are the works of thy hands. Be not very angry, O Lord, and remember no longer our iniquity. Behold, see, we are all thy people. The city of thy sanctuary is become a desert. Sion is made a desert. Jerusalem is desolate. The house of our holiness and of our glory, where our fathers praised thee, is burnt with fire, and all our lovely things are turned into ruins. Wilt thou refrain thyself, O Lord? Upon these things wilt thou hold thy peace and afflict us vehemently? Chapter 65. The Gentiles shall seek and find Christ, but the Jews will persecute him and be rejected. Only a remnant shall be reserved. Church shall multiply and abound with graces. They have sought me that before asked not for me. They have found me that sought me not. I said, behold me, to a nation that did not call upon my name. I have spread forth my hands all the day to an unbelieving people, who walk in a way that is not good after their own thoughts, a people that continually provoked me to anger before my face. that immolate in gardens, and sacrifice upon bricks, that dwell in sepulchres, and sleep in the temple of idols, that eat swine's flesh, and profane broth is in their vessels, that say, Depart from me, come not near me, because thou art unclean. These shall be smoke in my anger, a fire burning all the day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not be silent, but I will render and repay into their bosom. Your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, saith the Lord, who have sacrificed upon the mountains and have reproached me upon the hills, and I will measure back their first work in their bosom. Thus saith the Lord, as if a grain be found in a cluster, and it be said, Destroy it not, because it is a blessing. So will I do for the sake of my servants, that I may not destroy the whole. And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob, and out of Judah a possessor of my mountains. And my elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. And the plain shall be turned to folds of flocks, and the valley of Achor into a place for the herds to lie down in, for my people that have sought me. And you that have forsaken the Lord, that have forgotten my holy mount, that set a table for fortune, and offer libations upon it, I will number you in the sword, and you shall all fall by slaughter. Because I called, and you did not answer. I spoke, and you did not hear. And you did evil in my eyes, and you have chosen the things that displease me. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, my servants shall eat, and you shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, and you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, and you shall be confounded. Behold, my servants shall praise for joyfulness of heart, and you shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for grief of spirit. And you shall leave your name for an execration to my elect. And the Lord God shall slay thee, and call his servants by another name, in which he that is blessed upon the earth shall be blessed in God. Amen. And he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by God. Amen. Because the former distresses are forgotten, and because they are hid from my eyes. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be in remembrance, and they shall not come upon the heart. But you shall be glad and rejoice forever in these things, which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and the people thereof joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall no more be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall no more be an infant of days there, nor an old man that shall not fill up his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, and the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. And they shall build houses, and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards, and eat the fruits of them. They shall not build, and another inhabit. They shall not plant, and another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people, and the works of their hand shall be of long continuance. My elect shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth in trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their posterity with them. And it shall come to pass, that before they call, I will hear. As they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, the lion and the ox shall eat straw, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt nor kill, and all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Chapter 66. More of the reprobation of the Jews, and of the call of the Gentiles. Thus saith the Lord, Heaven is my throne, and the earth my footstool. What is this house that you will build to me, and what is this place of my rest? My hand made all these things, and all these things were made, saith the Lord. But to whom shall I have respect? But to him that is poor and little, and of a contrite spirit, and that trembleth at my words. He that sacrificeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that killeth a sheep in sacrifice, as if he should brain a dog. He that offereth an oblation, as if he should offer swine's blood. He that remembereth incense, as if he should bless an idol. All these things have they chosen in their ways, and their soul is delighted in their abominations. Wherefore I also will choose their mockeries, and will bring upon them the things they feared, because I called, and there was none that would answer. I have spoken, and they heard not, and they have done evil in my eyes, and have chosen the things that displease me. Hear the word of the Lord, you that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hate you, and cast you out for my name's sake, have said, Let the Lord be glorified, and we shall see in your joy. But they shall be confounded. A voice of the people from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord that rendereth recompense to his enemies. Before she was in labor, she brought forth. Before her time came to be delivered, she brought forth a man-child. Who hath ever heard such a thing? And who hath seen the like to this? Shall the earth bring forth in one day, or shall a nation be brought forth at once? Because Zion hath been in labor, and hath brought forth her children. Shall not I, that make others to bring forth children, myself bring forth, saith the Lord? Shall I, that give generation to others, be barren, saith the Lord thy God? Rejoice with Jerusalem, and be glad with her, all you that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all you that mourn for her, that you may suck and be filled with the breasts of her consolations, that you may milk out and flow with delights from the abundance of her glory. For thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring upon her, as it were, a river of peace, and as an overflowing torrent, the glory of the Gentiles, which you shall suck. You shall be carried at the breasts, and upon the knees they shall caress you. As one whom the mother caresseth, so will I comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb. And the hand of the Lord shall be known to his servants, and he shall be angry with his enemies. For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and his chariots are like a whirlwind, to render his wrath in indignation, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For the Lord shall judge by fire, and by his sword unto all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be as many. They that were sanctified, and thought themselves clean in the gardens, behind the gate within, they that did eat swine's flesh, and the abomination, and the mouse, they shall be consumed together, saith the Lord. But I know their works and their thoughts. I come that I may gather them together with all nations and tongues, and they shall come and shall see my glory. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send of them that shall be saved to the Gentiles into the sea, into Africa, and Lydia, them that draw the bow, into Italy and Greece, to the islands afar off, to them that have not heard of me and have not seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory to the Gentiles, and they shall bring all your brethren out of all nations for a gift to the Lord upon horses, and in chariots, and in litters, and on mules, and in coaches, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, saith the Lord, as if the children of Israel should bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord. And I will take them to be priests and Levites, saith the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make to stand before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed stand, and your name. And there shall be month after month, and Sabbath after Sabbath, and all flesh shall come to adore before my face, saith the Lord. And they shall go out and see the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. Their worm shall not die, and their fire shall not be quenched. They shall be a loathsome sight to all flesh. Thus concludes the prophecy of Isaiah. The prophecy of Jeremiah. Chapter 1. The time and the calling of Jeremiah, his prophetical visions. God encourages him. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin. The word of the Lord, which came to him in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign, and which came to him in the days of Joachim, the son of Josias, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Sedecius, the son of Josias, king of Judah, even unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the fifth month. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed thee in the bowels of thy mother, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and made thee a prophet unto the nations. And I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. And the Lord said to me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I shall command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid at their presence, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, Behold, I have given my words in thy mouth. Lo, I have set thee this day over the nations and over kingdoms to root up, and to pull down, and to waste, and to destroy, and to build, and to plant. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, What seest thou, Jeremias? And I said, I see a rod watching. And the Lord said to me, Thou hast seen well, for I will watch over my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came to me a second time, saying, What seest thou? And I said, I see a boiling cauldron, and the face thereof from the face of the north. And the Lord said to me, From the north shall an evil break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For behold, I will call together all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and shall set every one his throne in the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem, and upon all the walls thereof round about, and upon all the cities of Judah. And I will pronounce my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have sacrificed to strange gods, and have adored the work of their own hands. Thus, therefore, gird up thy loins, and arise, and speak to them all that I command thee. Be not afraid at their presence, for I will make thee not to fear their countenance. For behold, I have made thee this day a fortified city, and a pillar of iron, and a wall of brass, over all the land, to the kings of Judah, to the princes thereof, and to the priests, and to the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, and shall not prevail. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Chapter 2. God expostulates with the Jews for their ingratitude and infidelity. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Go, and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I have remembered thee, pitying thy youth, and the love of thy espousals, when thou followedst me in the desert, in a land that is not sown. Israel is holy to the Lord, the first fruits of his increase. All they that devour him offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all ye families of the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, What iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? And they have not said, Where is the Lord that made us come up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the desert, through the land uninhabited and unpassable, through a land of drought, and the image of death, through a land wherein no man walked, nor any man dwelt? And I brought you into the land of Carmel, to eat the fruit thereof, and the best things thereof. And when ye entered in, you defiled my land, and made my inheritance an abomination. The priests did not say, Where is the Lord? And they that held the law knew me not. And the pastors transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied in Baal, and followed idols. Therefore will I yet contend in judgment with you, saith the Lord, and I will plead with your children. Pass over to the isles of Chethim, and see, and send into Cedar, and consider diligently, and see if there hath been done anything like this. If a nation hath changed their gods, and indeed they are not gods, but my people have changed their glory into an idol. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and ye gates thereof be very desolate, saith the Lord. For my people have done two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and have digged to themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Is Israel a bondman or a homeborn slave? Why then has he become a prey? The lions have roared upon him and have made a noise. They have made his land a wilderness. His cities are burnt down, and there is none to dwell in them. The children also of Memphis and of Thaphnes have deflowered thee, even to the crown of the head. Hath not this been done to thee, because thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God at that time when he led thee by the way? And now, what hast thou to do in the way of Egypt, to drink the troubled water? And what hast thou to do with the way of the Assyrians, to drink the water of the river? Thy own wickedness shall reprove thee, and thy apostasy shall rebuke thee. Know thou and see that it is an evil and a bitter thing for thee to have left the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not with thee, saith the Lord the God of hosts. Of old time thou hast broken my yoke, thou hast burst my hands, and thou saidst, I will not serve. For on every high hill and under every green tree thou didst prostitute thyself. Yet I planted thee a chosen vineyard, all true seed. How then art thou turned unto me into that which is good for nothing, a strange vineyard? Though thou wash thyself with nitre, and multiply to thyself the herb boreth, thou art stained in thy iniquity before me, saith the Lord God. How canst thou say, I am not polluted, I have not walked after Balaam? See thy ways in the valley, know what thou hast done as a swift runner pursuing his course. A wild ass, accustomed to the wilderness and the desire of his heart, snuffed up the wind of his love. None shall turn her away. All that seek her shall not fail. In her monthly filth they shall find her. Keep thy foot from being bare, and thy throat from thirst. But thou saidst, I have lost all hope. I will not do it, for I have loved strangers, and I will walk after them. As the thief is confounded when he is taken, so is the house of Israel confounded, they and their kings, their princes and their priests and their prophets, saying to a stock, Thou art my father, and to a stone, Thou hast begotten me. They have turned their back to me, and not their face. And in the time of their affliction they will say, Arise, and deliver us. Where are the gods whom thou hast made thee? Let them arise and deliver thee in the time of thy affliction. For according to the number of thy cities were thy gods, O Judah. Why will you contend with me in judgment? You have all forsaken me, saith the Lord. In vain have I struck your children, they have not received correction. Your sword hath devoured your prophets, your generation is like a ravaging lion. See ye the word of the Lord. Am I become a wilderness to Israel, or a lateward springing land? Why then have my people said, We are revolted, we will come to thee no more? Will a virgin forget her ornament, or a bride her stomacher? But my people hath forgotten me days without number. Why dost thou endeavor to show thy way good to seek my love, thou who hast also taught thy malices to be thy ways? And in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor and innocent. Not in ditches have I found them, but in all places which I mentioned before. And thou hast said, I am without sin, and am innocent. Therefore let thy anger be turned away from me. Behold, I will contend with thee in judgment, because thou hast said, I have not sinned. How exceeding base art thou become, going the same ways over again. And thou shalt be ashamed of Egypt, as thou wast ashamed of Assyria. For from thence thou shalt go, and thy hand shall be upon thy head. For the Lord hath destroyed thy trust, and thou shalt have nothing prosperous therein. Chapter 3. God invites the rebel Jews to return to him with a promise to receive them. He foretells the conversion of the Gentiles. It is commonly said, If a man put away his wife, and she go from him, and marry another man, shall he return to her any more? Shall not that woman be polluted and defiled? But thou hast prostituted thyself to many lovers. Nevertheless, return to me, saith the Lord, and I will receive thee. Lift up thy eyes on high, and see where thou hast not prostituted thyself. Thou didst sit in the ways, waiting for them as a robber in the wilderness, and thou hast polluted the land with thy fornications and with thy wickedness. Therefore the showers were withholden, and there was no lateward rain. Thou hadst a harlot's forehead, thou wouldst not blush. Therefore at the least from this time call to me. Thou art my father, the guide of my virginity. Wilt thou be angry forever, or wilt thou continue until the end? Behold, thou hast spoken, and hast done evil things, and hast been able. And the Lord said to me in the days of King Josias, Hast thou seen what rebellious Israel hath done? She hath gone of herself upon very high mountain, and under every green tree, and hath played the harlot there. And when she had done all these things, I said, Return to me, and she did not return. And her treacherous sister Judah saw that because the rebellious Israel had played the harlot, I had put her away and given her a bill of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah was not afraid, but went and played the harlot also herself. And by the facility of her fornication she defiled the land, and played the harlot with stones and with stocks. And after all this, her treacherous sister Judah hath not returned to me with her whole heart, but with falsehood, saith the Lord. And the Lord said to me, The rebellious Israel hath justified her soul, in comparison of the treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words towards the north, and thou shalt say, Return, O rebellious Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not turn away my face from you, for I am holy, saith the Lord, and I will not be angry forever. But yet acknowledge thy iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and thou hast scattered thy ways to strangers under every green tree, and hast not heard my voice, saith the Lord. Behold, O ye revolting children, saith the Lord, for I am your husband, and I will take you out of a city and two of a kindred, and will bring you into Zion. And I will give you pastors according to my own heart, and they shall feed you with knowledge and doctrine. And when you shall be multiplied and increased in the land of those days, saith the Lord, they shall say no more, The ark of the covenant of the Lord, neither shall it come upon the heart, neither shall they remember it, neither shall it be visited, neither shall that be done any more. At that time Jerusalem shall be called the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered together to it, in the name of the Lord to Jerusalem, and they shall not walk after the perversity of their most wicked heart. In those days the house of Judah shall go to the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land which I gave to your fathers. But I said, How shall I put thee among the children, and give thee a lovely land, the goodly inheritance of the armies of the Gentiles? And I said, Thou shalt call me father, and shalt not cease to walk after me. But as a woman that despiseth her lover, so hath the house of Israel despised me, saith the Lord. A voice was heard in the highways, weeping and howling of the children of Israel, because they have made their way wicked. They have forgotten the Lord their God. Return, you rebellious children, and I will heal your rebellions. Behold, we come to thee, for thou art the Lord our God. In very deed the hills were liars, and the multitude of the mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. Confusion hath devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. We shall sleep in our confusion, and our shame shall cover us, because we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers from our youth, even to this day, and we have not hearkened to the voice of the Lord our God. Chapter 4. An admonition to sincere repentance and circumcision of the heart, with threats of grievous punishment to those that persist in sin. If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return to me. If thou wilt take away thy stumbling blocks out of my sight, thou shalt not be moved. And thou shalt swear, As the Lord liveth in truth, and in judgment, and in justice, and the Gentiles shall bless him, and shall praise him. For thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, Break up anew your fallow ground, and sow not upon thorns.
Be circumcised to the Lord, and take away the foreskins of your hearts. Ye men of Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my indignation come forth like fire and burn, and there be none that can quench it, because of the wickedness of your thoughts. Declare ye to Judah, and make it heard in Jerusalem. Speak and sound with a trumpet in the land. Cry aloud and say, Assemble together, and let us go into strong cities. Set up the standard in Sion. Strengthen yourselves, stay not, for I bring evil from the north and great destruction. The lion has come up out of his den, and the robber of nations hath roused himself. He is come forth out of his place to make thy land desolate. Thy city shall be laid waste, remaining without an inhabitant. For this gird yourselves with haircloth. Lament and howl, for the fierce anger of the Lord is not turned away from us. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that the heart of the king shall perish, and the heart of the princes, and the priests shall be astonished, and the prophets shall be amazed. And I said, Alas, 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 O Lord God, hast thou then deceived this people and Jerusalem, saying, You shall have peace, and behold, the sword reacheth even to the soul? At that time it shall be said to this people and to Jerusalem, A burning wind is in the ways that are in the desert of the way of the daughter of my people, not to fan nor to cleanse. A full wind from these places shall come to me, and now I will speak my judgments with them. Behold, he shall come up as a cloud, and his chariots as a tempest. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe unto us, for we are laid waste. Wash thy heart from wickedness, O Jerusalem, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall hurtful thoughts abide in thee? For a voice of one declaring from Dan, and giving notice of the idol from Mount Ephraim, say ye to the nations, Behold, it is heard in Jerusalem that guards are coming from a far country, and give out their voice against the cities of Judah. They are set round about her as keepers of fields, because she hath provoked me to wrath, saith the Lord. Thy ways and thy devices have brought these things upon thee. This is thy wickedness, because it is bitter, because it hath touched thy heart. My bowels are in pain. The senses of my heart are troubled within me. I will not hold my peace, for my soul hath heard the sound of the trumpet, the cry of battle. Destruction upon destruction is called for, and all the earth is laid waste. My tents are destroyed on a sudden, and my pavilions in a moment. How long shall I see men fleeing away? How long shall I hear the sound of the trumpet? For my foolish people have not known me. They are foolish and senseless people. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was void and nothing, and the heavens, and there was no light in them. I looked upon the mountains, and behold, they trembled, and all the hills were troubled. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the air were gone. I looked, and behold, Carmel was a wilderness, and all its cities were destroyed at the presence of the Lord, and at the presence of the wrath of his indignation. For thus saith the Lord, All the land shall be desolate, but yet I will not utterly destroy. The earth shall mourn, and the heavens shall lament from above, because I have spoken, I have purposed, and I have not repented, neither am I turned away from it. At the voice of the horsemen and the archers, all the city is fled away. They have entered into thickets and have climbed up the rocks. All the cities are forsaken, and there dwelleth not a man in them. But when thou art spoiled, what wilt thou do? Though thou clothest thyself with scarlet, though thou deckest thee with ornaments of gold, and paintest thy eyes with stibic stone, thou shalt dress thyself out in vain. Thy lovers have despised thee. They will seek thy life. For I have heard the voice as of a woman in travail, anguishes as of a woman in labor of a child, the voice of the daughter of Sion dying away, spreading her hands. Woe is me, for my soul hath fainted because of them that are slain. End of side 2.